Central Jersey Talk Radio. Central Jersey 1450 WCTC with Jay Sorensen.
Hello there. Good morning. I'm joined by Anita Bonita today. Anita Bonita.
Good morning.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Oh, really? You're speaking Spanish?
Como no?
I don't know what you said.
Sure.
Oh. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
It means sure.
You know, I took Spanish 1 twice and Spanish 2. And I the first time I took Spanish 1, I failed with a total F. Second time I took it, I got an A. Because I pretty much heard it all before.
Well, I have an excuse.
Yeah?
I was born in a Spanish-speaking country.
Really? I didn't know.
New York City.
Good night, folks. Tip your waiters. But, and then I took Spanish 2. F.
Oh, well.
And the fact that I didn't know what you just said just shows that my retention then was nil.
And it makes you feel any better. My mother took 4 years of Spanish, and all she remembers is, Juanito es muchacho bueno. Johnny is a good boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is La Bamba. And I don't even know what it means. I've listened to that song since I was about 5, and I don't know what that song is about. I know it's about it's some captain. That's all I know.
Actually?
Because he goes, El Capitan, El Capitan.
Yeah,
and I figured it out.
It's a song about a mariner.
Yeah.
And he goes, I am not a sailor, I am a captain.
Oh.
Ooh. The meaning of para bailar la bamba.
Yeah.
In order
say,
to
say it again.
Para bailar la bamba.
Para
bailar.
Bailar
la bamba.
La bamba. They have to move your tongue. Have to do a little bit of thing.
Well, in order, right. It's right. A dance.
Yes.
It's la bamba. In
right.
Order to dance the bamba.
Yeah.
Se necesita.
Yeah. What's that?
It requires.
It requires. It's necessary. Okay, I translated that right.
Una poca de gracia.
I know what gracia means.
A little bit of grace.
Oh, I thought it meant thank you.
I'm still stuck on the Macarena. Don't ask me.
right. That's good. Thank you for that little lesson there on La Bamba. So it's about a captain, not a regular
right.
Like a sailor.
Not a sailor, but he's
right.
A captain. Yo no soy
right.
Marinero, soy capitán.
And he's dancing.
And well, it's sort of a side effect. It's actually an old Mexican folk song.
Oh, it's Mexican. I thought it was from somewhere else.
No, Mexico.
Oh, I thought it was Puerto Rican or something.
No.
No?
Mexicano.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. Richie Valens. Duh. Boy, I'm so stupid sometimes. All right, you don't have to agree, everybody. I can see everybody out there going, yeah, you're right, Jay, you're right.
No. My first nomination for laws to get rid of is I want to get rid of the laws that won't allow me to buy a light bulb in Paramus on Sunday.
Oh, the blue law.
The blue law.
Well, that's...
bane of my existence.
I know, yeah. Well, you grew up there, didn't you?
I grew up not far from there, and we used to have to go shopping.
You couldn't
everywhere.
Go to Two Guys. You couldn't go to Two Guys on Sunday.
You could go to Two Guys, but everything was roped off.
They had ropes. Remember that at Two
they
Guys, ladies?
Ropes.
Yeah.
Valley Fair, Two Guys, all those stores.
Yeah.
You could not get, you know, if you had a
wanted to go to Corvettes, you couldn't buy anything.
You could buy a record.
Well, which
but
is
not
what
a light bulb.
No, you couldn't buy a light bulb to see putting the needle on the record, but you could buy the record.
There you go.
Bizarre. Wasn't that weird? Those
strange.
Are very strange times, but there are still some blue laws out there. There's still...
Bergen County, and there's a county in Oregon... are the only places in America left with all-day blue laws.
Even the Amish people go out and they can buy light bulbs on the weekend if they choose
to. If they use them,
right, they don't use them, though. They live in the dark, so... All righty now.
As are we.
I'm always in the dark. In fact, I haven't had a light bulb go over my head in ages. It's been turned off. They started giving me those new kind of bulbs, those, reveals. The reveals, and they were all faulty. The light bulb just doesn't go off anymore. Let's go to Rich in New Brunswick. Hello, Rich. You're on Central Jersey, 1450.
Good morning, Jay. I'd like to say hello and thanks to my fellow members at the VFW Post in Milltown.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Anita.
Hi there.
Glad to talk to you.
Thank you, and also thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Are you a new sidekick or a co-host?
No, she's just hanging out today. We'll see. You know, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Relax there, Rich. I know that you want the job.
No. I just wondered. You didn't say who, you know, get to say who, you know.
Because I didn't want to. That's why. God, Rich, relax now.
Is this your girlfriend or what?
No, it's not my girlfriend.
That would be news to his wife.
Yeah, sure would.
See you later, folks.
Thank you. Bye. Leave it to Rich. Leave it to Rich.
So are you going to be the new whatever?
Stop.
Yeah, I'm Barney Rubble.
That's right. Hey, Fred. Anyway, I do, you know,
that's
my
a
wife,
pretty good Barney Rubble.
My wife told me that I should have done cartoons. And I really never have really looked into that. I have this elastic voice sometimes. You know, and actually, there are some people who call the radio station and complain when I do voices.
Well, that's weird.
I don't know why. I would find that it would be slightly entertaining, somewhat, marginally, maybe, a little. You know?
They should appreciate your voices for what they are before I start inflicting, you were talking about Samantha from Bewitched?
Yes.
Why don't I give you a little bit of Aunt Clara?
Very good, Aunt Clara. That's a good Aunt Clara. I like that. She was senile, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
In real life, I think she was, too.
Perhaps.
That's a good Aunt Clara. Can you do Agnes Moorehead? That's a tough
Probably
one.
Probably only on the Durwood.
Very good. That's not bad. That's good.